It's time to go under the Friday night lights with a look at the big game of the week.
And Steve Dion, our big game of the night reporter at Kentwood, Kent Meridian tonight. Steve, how are you doing?
Hey, doing pretty good. How are you doing tonight, Chris?
I'm doing great. Now tell us, what was things like here? Kentwood, Kent Meridian, what was the atmosphere like of this game?
It was a good one. I mean, we have four Kent schools. They all share the same field, French Field. Everyone's been there before. I mean, if you've been to any high school football games, you must have crossed paths with French Field at least once. Great environment tonight, you know, kind of a rivalry game. Kentwood has been such a good powerhouse in the SPSL 4A Northeast for so long, for the latter part of this, first part of this century at least. And the other Kent teams are kind of starting to try to build their way back up into things. So there's a bit of a kind of a rivalry to this game tonight. I know Kent Meridian's kind of on the way back up. And it was interesting at the after the national anthem, there was actually a big fireworks show off in the distance. And it extended for at least about a minute or so. And it was kind of a precursor to the first few minutes of the game, as there were three interceptions within the first 4 minutes. It was like hot potato out there to start out the game. And, you know, it was exactly what I expected from these two teams. Within the 20s, not a whole lot of scoring. It was really, there was 0-0 after one quarter. Really very few red zone opportunities to begin with. Kentwood did strike first, though, with Isaiah Williams. It was a really good touchdown play, really well designed. There were split backs. Isaiah Williams was to the right of his quarterback, Brian Campbell, and he acted as if he was going to be a blocker. Campbell kind of shifted out to the right, and then Williams kind of leaked out to the left and was completely uncovered. Just trotted right into the end zone untouched, and it kind of gave them the first score. And they would take that 7-0 lead into the half. After that, Kent Meridian, they were just trying to get some momentum in this game, and they were able to do that with Shamar Malik Woolery. He got a really nice interception, and he was actually the real playmaker for their team. I mean, he's a really small tailback, but just hard hitter. I mean, there was a couple plays that I recorded and filmed that I watched back a few times, and the cracking of the pads, I mean, it was very audible. Another guy that I could just tell was kind of a guy that really is a guy that Kent Meridian rallies around is Castle Molina. His name is Castle, and he's listed as 370 pounds, and he was a massive run stuffer for Kent Meridian tonight. Other than Isaiah Williams for Kentwood, they weren't really able to get a whole lot of explosive plays. I mean, they had a couple long passes that set up for touchdowns eventually, but that was really the difference in the game, because Kent Meridian's Benjamin Woods was just having a tough time getting with his receivers. They do have Emmanuel Diogbe, who's kind of their big-time playmaker. He had a few good plays in this game, but nothing really spectacular that was really going to be a difference maker. The final score in this one was 28-7 in favor of Kentwood, so they keep kind of moving their way further from the pack as they usually do, but not as easily as it has been in previous years.
Good win for them tonight. Now, you got to go back to Castle for a moment. 370 pounds. Is this guy, can he move around pretty good on the line?
Yeah, he's got some moves. You know, he's got quick feet. He was moving in and out of the field many times. He was subbing in and out, and he was sprinting to the sidelines just as anyone else would. And, you know, just from like the line, the offensive line coaches, they really got fired up when he made big plays. So it was kind of cool because the team kind of rallied around when he would make a big play as well.
So where does this leave things kind of moving forward for both of these teams?
Well, I think Kentwood, as usual, is kind of going to be the favorite that earns their playoff berth from the divisional SPSL Northeast. Mm-hmm. Kent Meridian's kind of on the outside looking in. They still may be, you know, a year or two away from kind of pushing the conks around. But, you know, I think the four Kent teams are kind of going to be a little bit closer in years to come, because the Kentwood team used to be known for just being staunch, huge. They had guys like Jared Goldwire, the Bronson brothers, Demetrius as well. And, you know, they weren't as kind of staunch as they used to be. They did have one guy that kind of represented what I used to know of Kentwood, and that's Devontae Sanchez. He was kind of a linebacker, lineman kind of mixture, and he kind of brought that toughness that I remember seeing in previous years from Kentwood.
You talk about that toughness. Now, as the season continues to go along and the competition's going to get tougher for them if they're going where they want to go, what's going to be their strength? What you saw tonight, what stood out to you that they're going to have to kind of lean on going later into the season?
I think they have a pretty solid run game, and they have a pretty good chemistry among kind of their backfield, and they can kind of switch things up pretty well. And when their defense gets rolling, they feed off that, and it gets better and better as the game goes on, and they can kind of wear you out. They're not a team that's going to put up a ton of points, but at the same time, as we saw tonight, they're not going to give up a lot of points either. So, you know, if they can get into kind of a low scoring battle with, you know, some big teams down the stretch when come November, then, you know, maybe they can advance in the playoffs as we've seen them do year after year.
It'll be fun to follow them the rest of the way. Steve, great stuff. Appreciate it.